Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Most of this took place 2 years ago. My name's Sarah, and I'm 28 years old and work from home most days. The downside was I didn't get to choose my shift hours, and often was working different hours every day. One night, I was working until 11 p.m. I was sitting in my office, working alone at the computer. Nothing about that night had been out of the ordinary. I hadn't heard anything or felt anything. However, at some random time, I happened to glance at the cracked bedroom doorway across the room. There was a man standing in the unlit hallway, looking through the crack in the door. When we made eye contact, he instantly fled from the doorway and out of the house. I called the police and got them to come out, but I really didn't have much to say. It was so unexpected and quick, with not even the slightest information to go off of. There was no saying who he was, how he got in, or why he was in my house. Nothing was even stolen from the house, so the police never took the case very far. I spent the next month horrified, in a way I'd never been before. I had nightmares of this figure standing over my bed in my room, and was constantly having paranoia while working in my office, enough to affect how well I was working. It was knowing the man was still out there, and not knowing anything about what had happened that night, that scared me so much. But during that month, everything seemed to stay quiet. No more incidents, until 5 weeks after the first encounter. I was at home, off of work this night, and in my bedroom. I'd been locking the doors of every room I was in since the incident, never leaving any doors cracked open. So my bedroom door was closed and locked as I sat on my bed and watched TV.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Around 8:30, I heard a thump. Could have been the house settling, but being paranoid, it startled me and got my heart racing. Sounded like it came from downstairs. I waited on the bed, not moving, and then I heard it again, almost identical to the last. Now, I was aware enough of my paranoia to know every sound I heard was most likely nothing, no matter how scared I was. However, it never really stopped me from stopping everything and listening for sometimes even 30 minutes, waiting and listening to the empty house. Only a couple minutes went by this time, though, before my phone buzzed. I quickly picked it up and checked who had texted me. It was an unknown number, simply saying hello with a question mark. I didn't recognize the number at all, or even the area code, but the message was clearly not just your typical scam text. I put two and two together, and maybe preemptively called the police, convinced that someone was inside my home. But when they arrived, no one was inside, and there were no signs anyone ever was. I told them about the text, but without any reason, they couldn't just trace down a random number that texted me hello. Honestly, the cops treated me like I was crazy, which to be fair, I kind of was at the time. I never responded to the text, and the next few days went by before I had another late shift. I locked myself in the office and worked until about 9 before taking a break. I got up and walked downstairs to the kitchen to get a snack and refill my water. While down there, I started to get that nervous feeling. I kept looking around, but the house was very quiet and I didn't see anything. And then, all of a sudden, I felt my phone buzz in my pocket. I pulled it out and looked. It was that same unknown number, and it was the same message, asking hello, as if asking if I was there. I immediately started looking all around me, at the windows and in all the rooms, worried this person could see me somehow. Eventually, I took my phone back out and responded, asking who is this. My heart was still racing. I went up to the back window again, near where I was standing in the kitchen, trying to look out and see anything that I could. It was pitch black out there, but faintly, I could see something glowing near the trees. After a moment, it shifted, and I couldn't see anything anymore. I ran right back upstairs to my office. I was entirely convinced that what I saw was a phone screen glowing out in the trees of my backyard. Someone was out there watching me through the window, very likely the same guy texting me. But he never responded, and after my several encounters with the police station, I was kind of hesitant to call them again, knowing that they wouldn't find anything or really do anything. So I stayed upstairs the rest of the night. And after my shift, I don't even think I slept at all. My eyes were open all night, and I was intensely listening for any signs. Nothing else seemed to happen, and the next few days remained quiet. All the paranoia and lack of sleep was building up and really messing with me, though. And one night, after getting off of work at 12 a.m., I groggily walked out of the office and into the bedroom, already half asleep, and passed out in my bed as soon as I hit the mattress. Around 3 a.m., I started to have that same nightmare again, of a figure standing over my bed, which made me jolt awake. No one was near my bed, confirming to me that it was just a nightmare again. Although the bedroom door was open. I felt blood rush from my face. Had I forgotten to lock it behind me? I was so tired when I went to bed, I couldn't even remember if I'd closed it or not. I hurried out of bed, and as I started to approach the door, I began getting this intense, horrible feeling in my gut. I was scared to even look into the hallway. When I did, it was extremely dark, but nothing was there. The feeling didn't settle, though. I stood in the doorway with that aching feeling, trying to make sense of it. And that's when I heard a voice call my name.
Sarah.
He whispered it from inside my bedroom, right behind me. I whipped around, partially not even believing what I'd heard. The room felt even darker, and just a second later, the man said my name again.
Sarah.
I turned my head toward the corner of the room. A tall figure was standing there, facing me, but in the shadows, I couldn't see anything in detail, couldn't even see his eyes. His head was tilted slightly, like he was observing me, or taunting me. I took off running down the stairs and straight out of the house, dialing 911 once I was outside. I stayed across the street staring at my house, waiting to see movement, but during the 5 minutes I waited for the police, I saw nothing, which I really hoped meant the guy was still in there. But they went in, and the house was empty. This time, they did at least find some evidence someone had broken in, or very likely had. One of the locks on the window in the back of the house was removed, and there were some scuffed shoe prints on the windowsill, like someone had climbed inside. And not just once, but there were distinctly 10 to 15 sets of these scuff marks of someone having climbed in and out dozens of times. Makes me wonder if those recurring nightmares I had of a figure standing over my bed might have not been nightmares at all. I gave the officers the phone number again, and this time had enough reason to trace it. I stayed in a hotel for the next week, waiting for any updates. But unfortunately, they weren't able to trace the number, and had nothing else to do. I packed up and moved within the month. Since that night, I haven't gotten any more texts from that number, or had anything else happen. Though I still worry about whoever that stalker was, still being out there, watching me without me knowing it. This all started about 3 months ago. I was driving home from work in the city and pulled off at a small 24-hour local cafe to get a coffee. The drive was usually over an hour, and I stayed up late anyway, so the coffee just helped me stay awake and enjoy the drive a bit more. No one was ever really there that late, though. I was always the only customer walking in. I went in and got my coffee, talking to the employee for a few minutes, then headed out. And as I was walking back to my car, I noticed this really striking woman standing in the parking lot, maybe four spaces away from my car. She didn't seem to have driven there, and was just standing there, looking at me as I was walking up to my car, watching me. And the reason I say she was striking is because she had this abnormally wide smile across her face, uncanny almost. Since she was already looking at me, I nodded and gave a slight smile back, then got in my car and continued the drive home. Thought it was weird, but nothing worth really thinking about. Over the next several days, though, that quickly changed. I started to coincidentally see her everywhere. Randomly at the grocery store near my home, which was an hour away from the coffee shop I saw her at the first time. And one time at night in my neighborhood while I was going for a late walk. Both times she was looking at me, smiling, and never saying anything. And it was her without a doubt. The smile was creepily unforgettable and impossible not to recognize. Of course, I was aware that there was a chance she just happened to work in the city and also live near me, in the same neighborhood even. But it was creepy and unusual nonetheless. When I had passed her on the walk that night, I got a close-up look of her. She was pale, with long brown hair, and looked to be around 30 years old. And I made sure for the rest of that walk that I wasn't followed, and never saw her behind me or watching me from anywhere else. But the following day, after getting up in the morning and checking the mail, I found a note taped to my front door. I immediately grabbed it and took it to the table in my kitchen to open it. The note was long, like three full paragraphs. What was so disturbing about it was that there was no coherent message to it. Whoever wrote it was just rambling and citing random, unrelated quotes every other sentence, and it wasn't even signed by anyone. My first thought was the woman I'd been eerily seeing too often recently, but that would have meant she really was following me and stalking me. I didn't know any reason she would do that, though. I mean, I'd never seen her a day before in my life, until just a few days ago at the coffee shop. But almost just as quickly as all of this happened, it seemed to have ended. After that letter, 2 full months passed with no sightings of her, or weird notes, or anything at all. By then, I'd mostly forgotten about it, and chalked it up to something I'd never really have any answers for. Just some weird, creepy, smiling lady that I coincidentally saw a bunch of times within just a few days.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
But then, one regular night, after getting home late from work, I found another note taped to my door. On the outside of the envelope this time, it said, "From Alice." I quickly got in and locked the door, not even moving away from the front door and immediately opening it. This note was short, just one line.
"I hope you like it."
I felt a sinking feeling and got really freaked out, starting to look around. I didn't know what the hell this was supposed to mean, or why this note had suddenly shown up after 2 months. I tossed my work bag down and started walking the house, just to make sure I was alone. And right away, I found something in the kitchen. Sitting right in the middle of the table was a box. One of those generic gift wrap boxes with a bow tie on top and everything. I was immediately more concerned with how it got there, and knowing that the woman had been inside my home while I was gone, and possibly was still inside right now. I didn't have much time to react, though. Just moments after seeing the box, I saw something move outside the sliding back door. But after looking, I realized it wasn't outside. What I saw was in the reflection on the door. She was standing in the hallway, inside my house. I could see her reflection in the glass, standing right around the corner, as if waiting for me to walk up to open the box. And she had that same disturbingly wide, uncanny smile across her face. She wasn't looking at me through the reflection, though. It seemed like she was just staring at the box on the table, so I don't think she knew I saw her. I quietly took a few steps backward. I wasn't far from the front door, but once I got just a few feet away, the anxiety and adrenaline flooded my body, and I sort of jumped the gun, hurrying up to the door. I instantly heard footsteps sprinting down the hallway toward me. I ran out to my car, got in, and drove away. I only saw a glimpse of the woman running out of the front door toward me before I was gone. It took a while for the cops to arrive at my home after I'd called, because I told them I was away and safe, so I think they didn't feel rushed. And by then, the woman was not only gone, but she had also taken the gift box with her. I never opened it and have no idea what was really inside, or had much to tell the cops other than how creepy it was, and that I felt like I was in real danger. I gave them a very detailed description of the woman, told them the note was signed by Alice, and said I think she lived around here. It wasn't enough, though. Because they never found her. I still live in the same house, and it hasn't been too long since all of this had happened, and I'm kind of worried this might just be another 2 month gap between encounters. If anything else comes up, I'll be sure to write back and update, if I can. I used to work overnight stocking shifts at a local grocery store in my small, unassuming town. I think only 2,000 people lived around there. The reason I applied to work at this grocery store was because all of my friends worked there too. However, the only position available was overnight. I still took it because I needed a job. But I wasn't happy to find out I'd mostly be working with older guys that I'd never met before. In particular, 90% of my shifts, I worked alongside a guy named Devin. He was an average height, skinny man in his late 20s, with heavy dark circles under his eyes as if he'd walk in every night on no sleep. He talked softly and without much tone, but for the first several weeks after training, we both mainly did our own thing, working on opposite sides of the store. It was in the middle of my second month working there that things started to get strange. This night, I clocked out at 4 a.m. after my shift and started driving home. It was only a 15-minute drive, but halfway through it, I noticed a dark black truck behind me. Didn't think anything of it until 5 minutes later, I pulled into my neighborhood and realized he was still behind me. However, when I did eventually pull into my driveway, the truck continued down the road, so I forgot about it and went inside. I showered and stayed up in bed watching TV for an hour. When I did feel ready to sleep, I went over to the window to shut the blinds, but I noticed someone was parked outside of my house. A dark black pickup truck. I couldn't tell if anyone was in it, and it looked like it wasn't running. Surely it had to be a coincidence and was just a neighbor. I also technically lived in a townhouse, so there were plenty of cars and neighbors that I didn't necessarily recognize. I shut the blinds and went to bed. When I woke up hours later, the first thing I did was check out the window, and I didn't see the truck anywhere. The rest of that day/evening was normal. Even after a month, I hadn't fully adjusted to the overnights, so between shifts, I would mainly just loaf around the house and watch TV. When it came time, I got ready and headed to work at 9 p.m. Something to mention is that I always got there a couple minutes early, while Devin always showed up late and left a few minutes early. It was never an issue, but I just never really saw Devin come or go. Anyway, I headed in like usual and got to work. A whole hour went by as I stalked the shelves in the quiet, empty store, when I suddenly got startled, seeing Devin standing at the end of the aisle. Once I saw him, he started walking up to me, but it was weird that he was just standing still. I had no idea how long he was there for, watching me. I also didn't have a clue what he wanted, as he almost never talks to me. And oddly, it felt like he didn't really know what he wanted either. He gave this awkward smile and said hi, then started some small talk about how I was liking the job. He looked tired as ever, and the look in his eyes was making me uncomfortable. The whole conversation really was uncomfortable. It was so out of nowhere and didn't really have any substance to it. After a couple of minutes, he finally did walk away and go back to work. I didn't really know what to make of it, so I just kept working. That night came and went, and another week went by. But throughout all of my shifts, Devin got increasingly more creepy.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'd catch him staring at me from across the store multiple times a night, and he started to come up to me frequently to talk about whatever. Often these chats would end with him having nothing else to say and just staring at me, or hovering over my shoulder as I got back to work. And then, one night, after a very uncomfortable shift, I decided to clock out a bit early while Devin was in the back room still. I really just wanted to get out of there. I walked out of the building into the dark, poorly lit parking lot. It was entirely empty aside from my car in the far back, and a single other car parked a few spots away from mine. A black pickup truck. I felt everything in my body tighten up. That had to be Devin's truck. There was no one else's it could have been. And this was the first time since working there that I'd left before him and actually seen what he drove. I quickly got into my car and left. I tried to reason with myself that there probably were tons of black pickup trucks in this town, and that all of this was just a massive coincidence. There was no way I was followed home last week by anyone, including Devin. When I got home, I locked the doors and stayed by my window for a while. The truck never showed up. That whole day, I remained uneasy, checking outside a lot and trying to make sense of everything. I had no way to connect everything definitively, which of course allowed me to keep reasoning with myself that I was overreacting and overthinking. I managed to get a little bit of sleep, but my next shift came around quicker than I would have liked. I was tired, both from not sleeping and from all of these uncomfortable shifts from the past week. Oddly, when I pulled into the parking lot, Devin's black pickup truck was already there, early for once. I parked and hurried inside, clocking in and started working. I didn't see Devin inside though, or any of his things in the back room. And only a few minutes later, I got a text I wasn't expecting at all from the store manager. He said Devin had called off tonight. I immediately ran to the front of the store. The truck was gone. What the hell was happening? I waited there for 15 minutes, still completely confused. But after waiting for a while, I had to get back to work. I was on edge all night, half expecting to see Devin appear at the end of the aisle with that creepy look he always had. But he never did. At 3 a.m., I decided to clock out an hour early, which was definitely grounds for getting written up, but I didn't care at that point. I just wanted to get out of there. I checked the windows before leaving, and the parking lot was empty. It was just my car. I hurried and got in, finally starting to drive and feeling relief. I really just wanted to be away from there. All of this stuff going on and being so on edge my whole shift and really the entire week, I was exhausted and tired. The drive home on the empty, quiet roads made me even more tired as well. The neighborhood was just as quiet when I pulled in and got home. No cars were parked on the road near my house. I parked in the driveway and went in through the front door, taking off my shoes and starting to head upstairs, eyes barely able to stay open. But in some sort of delayed reaction, as I walked up the steps, I realized something was off when I walked into the house. The front hallway light wasn't on, and the house was completely dark. I always left that light on, just sort of a habit I've always had. I was so tired I didn't even notice for a minute just how dark it was. I didn't jump to any conclusions, and honestly was too tired to even think much about it as I slowly walked back down the steps. I stood there, looking down the dark hallway for a second, before flicking the light on. It turned on, no problem. I turned it back off, and back on again, kind of trying to figure out how it could have just gone off the way it did. And suddenly, as I was standing there, heavy footsteps ran through the back of the house and straight out the back door. I was frozen for a whole 15 seconds, terrified. I didn't even try looking over there. I just quickly ran upstairs and called the police. It stayed quiet for the few minutes that I waited.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Whoever that was had fully left the area, and the police couldn't do much. Obviously, I was pretty sure that this likely was Devin. I told them how sure I was of it, but the police never really came back with any follow-ups, probably because I had no evidence to back up my claims. The thing is, over the last month, each individual occurrence in Strange Thing could have been written off as a coincidence. But altogether, it painted a clear picture of what was going on. I even think me leaving work an hour early might have caught him off guard, not ready yet for me to come home, and possibly getting him to panic and leave. I don't know what he would have done, though. To wrap it all up, the following day I called the manager to let him know I was quitting, and he was pretty upset. Because he had also gotten a call that morning from Devin that he was quitting. At that point, it wasn't even a coincidence. It was just proof to me of everything adding up. After that, though, I never saw him or his truck near my house stalking me. Seemed like as soon as he knew I was onto him, he disappeared. Hopefully for good.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.